Raphael Warnock doubles income in Congress after accusing 2020 opponent of self-enrichment. By Wendell Hasebo on August 29, 2022. Incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, has more than doubled his income while serving in Congress after accusing his 2020 opponent of enriching herself in the same seat. Warnock's income increased from $221,602 before the 2020 election to $532,781 in 2021, The Washington Free Beacon reported. Warnock's reported 2021 income includes Senate salary, $164,816. Ebenezer Baptist Church, $120,964. Ebenezer Baptist Church Housing Allowance, $7,417 per month. Penguin Random House / Book Deal, $243,750. Speaking Fees, $5,750. Warnock's income spike as a senator comes after he slammed former Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of holding the seat to increase her wealth. Loeffler was already one of the most wealthy members of Congress before she ran for office. "I'm okay with the fact that she wants to make money," Warnock had said of Loeffler. "I just think you shouldn't use the people's seat to enrich yourself. You should use the people's seat to represent the people." Warnock's previous comments could come back to haunt him as questions have arisen about whether Warnock personally benefited from voting for the American Rescue Plan. Breitbart News reported Warnock voted for the coronavirus stimulus package that handed $75,000 to a social justice group his church founded. The group, the Martin Luther King Senior Collaborative, is run by the church, which compensates Warnock huge amounts of money. From 2016 to at least 2020, Warnock was the CEO of Martin Luther King Senior Collaborative, which was founded by the Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the senator raked in $120,000, including benefits, in 2021 on top of his $174,000 Senate salary. Both the church and the social justice group reportedly share the same address. It should be noted that Martin Luther King Senior Collaborative's new CEO, Kenneth Palmer, also sits on the board of Ebenezer Baptist Church, the same house of worship that pays Warnock $52,000 more than the median American household income. Warnock stated a year after the coronavirus package passes the Senate that he was so proud to have secured more than $550 million from the American Rescue Plan to help bolster our broadband networks, and I'm glad to see this money has already paid dividends. Warnock is currently challenged by Trump-endorsed Republican candidate Herschel Walker in the November primary. Polling shows Warnock with a slight lead in the race. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.